And selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Yeah, as part of our repeating, going over the articles of Shamati, we're going over the articles that Abash wrote when he heard, as he writes, I heard, Shamati. So we're going over them. So, yes, please.
Shamati 10, what is Harry, my beloved, in the work? We should know that when one begins to walk on a path of wanting to come to do everything for the sake of the Creator, he comes to states of ascent and descent. Sometimes he comes to such great decline that he has thoughts of escaping Torah and mitzvot, commandments. Meaning, thoughts come to a person that he has no desire to be in the domain of Kedusha, holiness. In that state, one should believe that it is to the contrary, meaning that it is the Kedusha that runs away from him. The reason is that when one wants to blemish the Kedusha moves forward and runs away from him first. If one believes this and overcomes during the escape, then the brach, escape, becomes barech, bless. As it is written, bless the Lord his strength.
We see it in our life that in each one there are states when we want to run away, quit, move away, take some distance, and it's given to us directly from above to show us so that we will learn from those states, just like we move away from a child that we put him in front of us so he can learn to walk, and then we move away from him and then he doesn't know what to do, he cries, but he has no choice, so he has to take a step forward. And that's how the Creator does it. He wants us to be able to stand on our own two feet and move forward and walk on both legs, on the left as well, which rejects. And yet a person will understand that it is for his benefit and he will advance. This is why all the rejections we feel in our lives, there is never anything in them. We never get a rejection in our lives to get off the path, but only to advance. And what's required of us is only to overcome even more and add some more strength, make another effort, and not forget that that's how the Creator teaches us to walk. And the group must constantly be as an envelope, the right environment to keep a person from forgetting that precisely in this way we advance on both legs, and it's impossible to do it on one leg. So everything comes from above, and everything comes only in order to promote us. The states might be the worst possible states as they seem to us, but they are nevertheless in order to progress. Of course, there's always a possibility to turn every situation to a better one, a more advanced one. If we chose in all those states not to be in more pleasant states, but in more instrumental, more beneficial for progressing toward the purpose of creation, then we would see that we always have only according to, that we need to advance only in this direction. The Creator always leaves this path for us to rise above the ego and
If the Creator gives you states that are comfortable and pleasant to the ego, should you agree with it?
Agreeing or disagreeing is already your decision, but the fact that the Creator gives it, that's correct. Everything comes from Him. But He can give it to you directly, or perhaps when He moves away, my beloved is like a gazelle. And then a person has to decipher the situation correctly, understand what is required of him. That's it. And of course, we should try to understand everything not in our ego, in the will to receive, in enjoying for ourselves, but as much as possible by rising above ourselves and deciding in a manner that is independent of ourselves. Yes, Michael.
Why does he write that he blemishes the Kedusha, specifically when you feel the feeling of moving away or declining?
Because there is no such thing as moving away, moving farther. The fact that it seems to us like we're moving further and we accept what appears to us as truth, it is a transgression because we were advancing only toward corrections. We increase holiness, not decrease it. And if we increase it on the left side, then we have to understand that it's precisely by the Creator opening up to us a little more of our will to receive. And we feel ourselves as heavier, more fallen, more dissatisfied, etc. But it is advancement on the left side so that we can overcome it on the right side. And that's how we walk on both legs.
So identifying we're heavier is possible to feel, but also to decipher what we want from that state. How can you decipher it correctly?
When I always want to advance, I always have to choose that I want to advance toward bestowal and connection. And if now I see that I want it less or don't want it at all, I reject it, it is a sign that the Creator has clarified, showed me a little more of my left line, and I've got something to work on the importance of bestowal, the importance of connection. So now I need to be incorporated in the society even more, and through it, receive the
when a friend leaves the group, does he stop advancing and he causes the fall of his friends?
When a friend leaves a group, he leaves because he doesn't feel connection to the group. He's got complaints, he's got grievances against me, against the group, against all of Nebuch, and against the whole world, and against the Creator. And he is the only one who is right. That's clear to us. That the ego came and kind of overpowered him in such a way that he could receive from us the strength, the powers, but he doesn't want it. He feels smarter, greater than us. And usually a man's pride destroys him. So much so that he is buried under his will to receive and dies spiritually. It happens to a lot of people. And this is how they quit, how they drop out. Maybe they're not aware of what is happening to them. On the contrary, they think they're right and they finally discover the truth. And that, in general, how could they go into such a society that talks about such abstract things. Well, this is how it happens. I spoke about it with Rabash as well, because there were such incidents. And he said, of course. Usually, in all the religions and belief systems, the disciples have the highest respect to the teacher, to the path, but there was no left line there, no criticism, no increase, intensification of the ego every step of the way. Whereas in the wisdom of Kabbalah, we are advancing on both legs, because we want, as it is written, and you will be as God, knowing good and evil. And therefore, only in the wisdom of Kabbalah does it happen that a disciple disagrees or even hates the teacher. And rejects the teacher, etc. Because basically he is taught to be on a level where he is advancing and approaching the upper force. He has to know it, understand it, and it's not for a... In this, finished your lives. Yeah, that's why people who come to us, into our group, by chance, and we have many such people, because we're open to everyone. So there are also those who discover after some time that it's not right for them, or they are not right for us, or we are not right for them, or they are not right for us. And they quit. And it's not a question of the intellect. They can be smart. It depends on the preparation of the heart, the preparation of the soul. If they are willing to go against their ego, to rise above the two forces of nature in order to connect them together to the one source, to the Creator, the good and the bad, then they can advance with us. But if they're unable to, they don't have the patience, they don't have the intellect, the right intellect or the right feeling to connect together the good and the bad to a singular force, then they leave. Normally, because they're dissatisfied with us, they hate me, etc. It's natural. It is natural. Much to look for in this world. What does a person who leave gain? I can't say. Neither money nor respect nor power await him there. Nothing. It's just that he doesn't want to adopt what nature, meaning the wisdom of Kabbalah, tells him. Nature wants to open up to him possibilities and opportunities to really see nature correctly, to take both forces of nature, the plus and the minus, and combine them into a midline, which is basically the method of Kabbalah. And to do it, but not outside of ourselves, but to do it within us, to ourselves, calibrate ourselves, arrange ourselves, organize ourselves within, like the rest of nature, with right, left, and middle, three lines. The force of reception, the force of bestowal, and the right combination between them. And then, a person comes to a state where he sees, understands, and feels all of reality above time, and space and motion and all the limitations of a singular egoistic line. And also above the altruistic line, in which there are no measurements, because it just opens and gives everything. Here, there has to be a combination between the two lines. And because only through both are we standing on the road in the middle between the two lines, and we can bestow and measure the form of bestowal. And in this way, in degrees, we attain.
Что значит то, что человек хочет нанести вред святости?
What does it mean that a person wants to blemish the Kedusha, holiness? How can I blemish the Creator?
There are all kinds of things that we seemingly don't want, disagree. We can't blemish, really, holiness, the force of bestowal. You can't. It's impossible. Because we receive everything from there. A person is operated from there 100%. But he has his own desire, as if he wants to blemish, as if he wants to put a flaw in the Creator. So it seems to him like he can somehow connect. If he didn't succeed in the positive way, then in a negative way, he will succeed. I'm saying it's impossible because holiness determines all of our states, including this state, when a person wants to blemish it. That too, it determines. But it's all with respect to the individual only. So, I really feel sorry for those people who leave and curse us and are dissatisfied with us. They're unaware of how they're only growing further away from this path of approaching the Creator, which eventually everyone will walk on nonetheless, but they will be the last if they continue in this.
Turkey, too. Dear Rav and friends, a question from 10. How can I pray in 10 to the Creator when I am full while our desire ends?
You are also a great asset to your society when you fall, because now you are forming the left line. Now you are the will to receive that has been revealed for the first time after the breaking in you. And if you join the group with this will to receive in the same direction where everyone is going, then you're adding to them material, substance, and the light they'll receive from above on top of that substance will give everyone the ability to advance. Our whole progress is on two legs. So now you're activating the left line with your ego, with your will to, your big new will to receive, which the Creator revealed, and the group helps by adding the right to it. And in this way, each one brings to the group his own will to receive, egoistic will to receive, and the group helps him balance this desire. And in this way, everyone advances on both legs. So you needn't be ashamed or regret a new desire being revealed. As Bala Sulam writes, I am happy with the wicked being revealed. With those thoughts, with those egoistic thoughts and desires, when they are revealed, you should be happy, because this is the foundation, the basis of our. and correct it.
Speaking of that state of the descent, where I got a descent, but it continues to get stronger in that same state.
It's a sign that you haven't managed to correct it. That's it. You have to be incorporated in the ten some more with that same descent and try by incorporating in everyone, turn this descent into an ascent. That's it. How do we advance? How do we advance from
Nafalno?
We fell.
Alino.
We rose.
Od Nafalno Yuteramok.
We fell deeper.
Od Alino.
We rise.
Liutergova.
Higher. And so on. Until he who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than him. And that's how we rise, until we rise to the end of correction. That's it. This is why we need to get stronger and stronger in the group in order to be able to rise and determine those degrees of ascent. And as less as possible, remain in the time of descent. That's it. Our whole work should be like that.
No.
Yeah, keep going. A person tries to do anything he can during this descent, but in truth he fails.
It's a sign, if he did everything he could, as you say, which I'm not sure is true, but if he did everything he could, but he couldn't, it's a situation where the Creator shows him that besides a person's own efforts to connect to the friends, a prayer to the Creator is missing. There are two things here. Here he needs to come into contact. Let's mark it as connection. Connection with the group. With a group. But besides the connection with the group, he also needs to, in order to rise, to ascend, he also needs help from above. He needs to get help from above. In order to get help from above, he needs to, during the descent, he needs to raise man.
Limala, kedei likabel.
Raise man, so as to receive in return mad from above and downwards, and then he will have the powers to ascend. We need to do all those things. If you're not in the group, if you can't raise man together with the group, then you won't receive mad, and then you won't be able to rise. So, you leave that state, meaning you leave. It's as if you're going back to your previous state, to here. But you don't rise to the proper state because you haven't connected to the group.
With this failure doesn't bring a person to prayer, but to more frustration and grievances.
Because he remains in his will to receive and is dissatisfied with his state, and he weighs everything with his ego and doesn't want anything else. Where's what I deserve? Why aren't you giving me? And then he gets angry with me, with the group, with the Creator, and that's it. And instead of what? Instead of thinking and calculating why it is happening to him, because he's not doing what he's supposed to do.
So how does he change the thought, as we read in the excerpt? Not that everyone is wicked and
because he leaves the lesson and doesn't want to remember anything he learned and doesn't want to implement it, but just like that, whatever he heard, it's as if it has nothing to do with him. What's important is what I have, that's what's important. And he can't position what he hears against his ego, that in the end he has to work with his ego, and that he needs to add in this more and more each day. He doesn't have it. He doesn't want it.
That's what I'm asking, how this inversion takes place, this inversion of thinking. If he tried everything, he can't come up with a prayer, he's frustrated. How from here he comes to a place where he blames himself?
From what is he frustrated? From what?
He wants to climb, he wants to connect.
Oh, he wants to ascend, to rise. If he wants to ascend, he should get on an elevator and go up. Rising for us means connecting to the group and turning to the Creator. You have to get into the elevator, meaning you get into the group and turn to the Creator, and he elevates you, but not you, but everyone.
Да, спасибо, Рав. Вот вопрос такой. В принципе, мы знаем, что есть падения такие вот, ну, можно сказать, простые, но есть такие вот...
Question is this. We know there are simple falls and there are hard falls when pride is revealed. Sometimes a person feels it inside of him kind of a very clearly stands out. So I wanted to ask, how can a 10 keep the person, protect him? Meaning, how can a 10 run ahead of a person, precede every friend and build such a connection that can soften it? Rav, how can
you...
We need to speak in the group about all possible events like that.
Обговаривать.
And we must talk about them. We must discuss them. Speaking Russian. We need to speak in the group about such states. And we need to give explanations to each one that this can happen with us and why should we even get into such states. Let's, even before we enter such states, let us play as if we're in such states and we come out of them. The main thing is to come out of them. That's it, like we do in our life. It's recommended to imagine, to depict how much we can be in opposition. Let's talk about it in the group. And also at the same time, the same place, let us discuss how we are coming out of such states. So all those things will pass over us in potential and not in practice. This is the whole point of learning something. Let's do it. Do it this way. Don't hide it or anything. There are many states that you don't wish to discuss. You think there's nothing to talk about. No, you have to talk about all kinds of spiritual states that can happen to each one and to the group as a whole, and then you'll be able to advance quickly. So try everything.
Можно спросить еще?
Да.
Как вы думаете, Раф, вот имеет ли место вообще десятки вот?
Ну, do you think десятки относительно, there is room for some toughness in the ten toward friends?
Иногда кажется, что это помогает.
To be harsh on them. Sometimes it seems helpful, or should we always yearn for some?
No, you need both. You need both. We advance in three lines in everything, and also towards each and every friend. There's one line, soft, right, left line, which is judgment, calculation, and ultimately we should get the middle line.
French.
To the Creator for a prayer. I'm asking because I want to know about this.
To run away from Torah and Mitzvot. What does it mean, Mitzvot? Mitzvot, commandments, are all the actions that we do in order to attain the force of bestowal. When I try to connect with the friends, let's say love your friend as yourself. This is a great rule of the Torah. And if I if I make all my actions in the direction of connection with the others, then it's a rule. It includes all of the Torah. What do I do by that? I make efforts in connection, because that brings me to the correction of the vessel of Adam HaRishon, which is all our life, our history, everything we need to attain. So by doing these actions, I invite the reforming light called Torah. Because the light in it reforms. And then through various actions of bestowal that I awaken, although I can't do them, but I want them to happen, then I have the following. An action in my will to receive, where I want to do something like a child, but of course I fail. However, I try. Because the result of my efforts, I get the upper force that clothes to some extent in my action of connection, of coming closer to the group. And then time after time, we come closer. And then it turns out that through Torah and Mitzvot, meaning through my efforts to connect, and through with the reforming light that appears on my efforts, we come to a connection. This is the meaning of keeping Torah and Mitzvot. That's it. Because what is that great rule of the Torah? The rule, klal, that includes everything, is love your friend as yourself when we come to such a state. That's it.
Spiritual work.
The right spiritual work we can do now, after everything we've gone through in the last month, also in the last Congress, it's when we understand there's before us a new period. which is the entrance in practice to Ibur. What does it mean to enter the Ibur practice? It's entering the connection between us in practice, in each and every ten. We're here, we're feeling the connection between us, one force, the Creator, and we'll feel Him with our, the force of our desire, where each one of us is willing to give up his I in order to be connected with the others, and to feel the force that unites us, the Creator. This is the beginning of Ibur conception. That's how we need to see the state before us. Now we need to start working with it in practice. Again, I'm saying it again. Connect between us. So to some extent we'll be in one desire, which is entirely aimed at the Creator, like toward the host, and he wants to receive from the host what the host wants to give. And the first portion we will receive from the host in this way, not because we want it, but because we want to delight him. First portion is called the attainment of the spiritual world, the spiritual state. This is what we have to do now.
PT 30, you said before that we needn't pleasant state, but beneficial state. What's the difference between a beneficial state and a pleasant state?
I position myself, I prepare myself to decipher, to consider, evaluate, discuss each and every state according to how much it advances me towards the goal and not according to how pleasant it feels to me in my feelings. Of course, there's a limit to how much I can tolerate, how much my ego can tolerate, can suffer, how much harm I can do to my ego, but nevertheless, we need to see ourselves in advance in this way.
Another question from both Dimitri in MAC 25 and a student from Tel Aviv. What characterizes a descent and what characterizes an ascent? Is a descent only the will to receive?
A descent is when I don't appreciate or value actions of bestowal as before. An ascent is when I appreciate acts of bestowal more than actions of reception, and as they come to me. How to calibrate forces for spiritual attainment? It's only according to how I can attach them to the ten with my friends, because then their direction is correct and they have they are capable of acting and attaining the result. If I'm working outside of the group, not physically, of course, but rather the entire group can be more united, then I have no chance of succeeding in anything. On the contrary, I will bring harm to myself if I think of myself individually, discreetly.
Are there clear signs of the correct work between us?
What can be clearer than if you are inside a group? Of course, there aren't. Only in the group can you scrutinize these things. Bend over before the group, bow down, try to incorporate in them without any reason, any intellect. That's your opportunity. And one who becomes smarter, wiser. Look what people who leave Nebo say. They look down at the ten. That's, everything starts from that. Looking down at the ten and looking down at the Creator. And that's it. They come out. They fall.
I wanted to know, what is incorporation? What is performing acts of bestowal in the group?
When we help one another, to not fall from the appreciation of spirituality. So, spirituality will be important in the eyes of each and every friend. As much as possible.
What is spirituality?
Spirituality, the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of the group, greatness of the teacher, the greatness of the entire vessel of Nebuch, where we all see ourselves as having to be connected and leading humanity to the goal, towards adhesion with the Creator.
There is a lot of spirituality in me, as you said. But in the last Congress, I couldn't listen to you. I couldn't be in the group. In Congresses, in this virtual time that we're in, there is such rejection in me, such resistance in me, that I can't be in these Congresses.
Good. It's very, very nice that you say it, and before everyone. We can learn from it. There are many people who perhaps feel like you.
So,
first of all, you may not feel that you have an opportunity to be incorporated with a great audience that's drawn toward the purpose of creation. You're lacking the appreciation of this great audience who are all, without exception, parts of your soul. Do you hear me? They are parts of your soul. And such parts. All of humanity, all of them are parts of your soul. But those you see before you, people of Nebuch, that you see before you during the Congress, who want to connect, these are the parts that are most advanced of all the parts of your soul. Because after the sin of Adam HaRishon, we're all mixed together with one another.
But
by the reforming light, the souls, the more special souls, the ones that are closer to the light, they come up for correction first. Therefore, you have to appreciate those people who come to us, who are together with us, and that together with you, they can rise, they can ascend towards you. There are parts of your soul. You, in your soul, is the first one, is the Keter, and all the other parts are the remaining Sfirot. So, go ahead. Respect them. You need to love them, because through this love, you seemingly include them together, you connect them to you, and then you put together your soul. Put it back together in the correct form.
Thank you very much.
It's a shame, and it's a shame, it's an even greater shame that anyone who doesn't do it, understand it, and is not attracted to it, eventually he falls off, he drops off, he leaves.
I was very close to it.
Yeah, I understand. That's why I'm answering you.
But the truth is that the group, my desire to be incorporated in the friends, drew me to the group once more. It wouldn't let me
This is called help from above, and you have to be grateful to the Creator that He gave me such friends, perhaps, that He gave them a desire to treat you nicer. But ultimately, you need to give thanks to the Creator and to the group that you stayed on the path. Otherwise, you'd left and...
Hang on and stay.
Look. We can't obligate a person. I'm saying what I'm saying. We cannot promise anything to him except for what he himself gains and succeeds within our group. The group relies or is founded on spiritual actions and attaining bestowal and connection. That's how we come to adhesion in the Creator. And that's it. The group was founded on the principle that it was given to every person, anyone in the world. As Baal Salam writes, yellow, red, white, black, doesn't matter whom. Everyone can come to adhesion with the Creator, and that's why we are open to everyone. That's it. And more than that, we don't have any conditions. We accept everyone, and we advance together. I have nothing more to add. Consequently, we never limit anyone, not with any corporeal actions, in nothing. Only the heart. As much as you can correct your heart, please. We're doing that and we're willing to help.
Да, вопрос такой. Вот если человек, например, занимается каббалой там несколько.
Yes, the question is this: if a person studies Kabbalah for several months and afterwards leaves, that's clear. But if a person studies 10 years, he comes to lessons, he comes to congresses, he knows everything. How after 10 years can you quit? If he already understands Kabbalah, everything is clear to him, and he needs to make efforts.
On that it says, don't believe in yourself until the day you die. Until the will to receive dies and you enter the spiritual world, you cannot be certain that you're even in contact with the truth. Because you lack your first spiritual vessel. So you can still run away and there's nothing to keep you here. So when you're saying 10 years, it says nothing. As Baal Salam writes, 10 years, 20 years, a person needs to needs to toil. And exert, and then he enters the spiritual force. Then the spiritual force enters into him, rather. That's it. So it's no wonder. And don't come to a state where you look at someone who's here for many years. The years mean nothing. They say nothing about a person. Discuss it, I'm not in it. I know only one thing. I have a morning lesson, and in the morning lesson, I need to release a new portion to my students. What they do later and all their, when they philosophize between them, I'm not responsible for that.
The question is, what should the 10 focus on if it wants to accelerate its advancement?
what we see in the articles. I see in these articles such depth that we haven't even started to scratch. You think you understand? You heard it. My ear has gotten accustomed to hearing those words. The ear, yeah, but the heart does not work according to the ear. And that's what we need to worry about, how to make the heart work according to what we hear or what we read in the articles of Baal Sulam and Rabash. That should be the goal and the form of advancement.
Does it require a scrutiny of the tens?
If a person wants to move from one ten to another, we don't respect such a decision because he's in his egoistic desire. He can't decide spiritually, logically even, what to do. And if he's in the ten, if he's in a ten, he should stay in it. And precisely when he feels difficulty in advancing, this difficulty comes to him from above, from the heavens, from the Creator. And he has to accept this difficulty in such a way that on, above it, he will come to connect with them. And then he will succeed in the correction of his soul. That's it. There's no such thing as a person choosing between 110 and another, as if he understand, as if he understands what's closer to the root of his soul. Rather, it's all, everything exists according to how the Creator arranged it for you. You fell into some 10, you find yourself there, stay there. That's it. If they agree that you can be between them, you have to be there and correct yourself in spite of the difficulty and the problems. Specifically, because of these problems, you see that you'll be more successful in the correction of your ego. I don't agree with people changing tens. Rather, only in extremely special cases. Let's say there are brothers, father and son in the ten, one ten, and it disturbs them. We have to change that. People who are biologically close, relatives. But if not for that, I don't think there's room for it. I think it's justified.
Wants to return, and we want your advice. How to ask the Creator for the power of connection? What prayer is effective so we can help a friend who wants to move away?
You have to talk to him. To find out what he wants. Why is he leaving? And to see if you can help him or not. Maybe his grievances are such that we can do nothing about him. He simply says, I've lost all desire for spiritual advancement. I wish to live like the rest of the world and die like the rest of the world. Like on the animate degree. He lives and he dies. I don't want any more than that. We have to try and awaken in him again that spark that he had. Oh, this spark, it's not like it got extinguished, but it's under the desire to receive that grew. And it grew on purpose, so a person would raise back this spark. Let me make a drawing for you. There was a small mountain. Person discovered that he wants more than that. the red dot is his desire for the Creator. And down below, it's this world. This world. Now, in order to raise a person towards the Creator, they add more desire to him, and from this state, he needs to climb higher. His desire for the Creator must be bigger compared to what he had before, in accordance with in accordance to what he received.
So he's got a
bigger will to receive, and then he's closer to the Creator.
We
can't advance to the Creator, towards the Creator, except through when our egoistic desire keeps moving in this way. Here and here, and you have more and more. That's how we grow up. That's how we grow up from degree of Shoresh, or 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's how we grow up. And we have 125 degrees. And we always need to raise the importance of the Creator, spirituality, the group, above the importance of our own ego. There's no choice. This is the work. That's why we have to talk between ourselves and read and study and remind each other. This is a must. And we should pay attention, especially when we were in the Congress, on a certain level of connection, because after such actions, we especially then, we are in a state of transition where they reveal in us new egoistic desire, so we would advance more towards the Creator. Let's say in the Congress we were on this level, this kind of effort, and now we're on this level. So the will to receive is now bigger, but we have to raise the importance of spirituality accordingly. And we do it each time. This is...
Good morning, Vertically. Why can't we feel that our ego increase in thoughts? Thank you.
That's because we think that these are just arguments, that they're logical. That's why at that moment we agree with them. And that's the way it should be. That's the Creator doing that. He's opening that evil that lies within us, but it was concealed. And he's showing that to us portion by portion, layer by layer, little bit every time. That's why we need, basically, if we're connected to a group, to the lessons and to the teacher, we have to be happy about it. That now a higher evil inclination has been revealed to me. Meaning I'm climbing on the Mount of God. I'm closer to the Creator. But in the meantime, I'm climbing upon the broken will to receive. But where do I meet the Creator with 100% of adhesion atop all our great ego? Алмата.
Спасибо, учитель. Раф, как поднимать важность духовного и Творца,
если у меня пропала связь? How to raise importance of spirituality in the Creator if I don't have a physical contact with the group?
What does that matter? You have the books. What do you think that people used to have 100 or 200 years ago? They had all the media lines like you do. They had nothing. Yes? Rabash, he used to pave roads far from his home and from Bala Sulam, from his teacher, from his father. And so what? He used to work in such a work, you know what kind of work is that? It's hard, it's very dirty, and they used to work morning until night. Whenever there was light outside, they worked. And in the dark, they went to sleep. That's all. There was nothing. And that's how he used to work a few years this way. There wasn't any other work. He couldn't sustain his family and have something to eat. It's not like today. That's why there's nothing to complain about. You have to accept all the conditions as they were. If you can easily make them better, go ahead. But basically the way we have the communication we have today, it's such a special state. You should bless it. All the rest depends on the heart. Well, a simple thing is written about it. The path of the Lord is straight. The righteous will walk on it, and the wicked will fail. Meaning, he who walks according to the rules of nature will profit ultimately. The only thing is, does he see he makes the profit? Because it includes both this world and the next world, and before death and in spirituality. And this is not simple. It's hard. We don't see the whole perspective. If you show this to a person, he'll walk in reason, not in faith. And that's not the correction. It's not spirituality. That's why we need to nonetheless... We need to try to connect between us, and that out of that people will get strength. That's it. Because in the connection between us, the Creator is revealed more, and then the force of our connection can cure all the people who feel a lack of spiritual strength.
Thank you, Rav. Where in this whole system does the inversion take place, that the importance of the host becomes more important than reception for oneself?
That's in Peh D'Rosh of the Partzuf. It performs a screen. In the Peh, and the Peh of the Rosh of the Partzuf stands a screen. Masach. That means that spirituality is more important than corporeality. That the greatness of the Creator, the importance of the Creator is more important for me than the Creator being. That's how the Creator being accepts it, and he's willing to work this way.
And the Creator helps in this?
The Creator helps in any situation that should happen for the spiritual development of the Creator being.
And against the Creator, the restriction and the screen, it's supposedly
the restriction and the screen are against the Creator, but they are the conditions without which the Creator Being cannot exist. If the Creator Being won't perform a restriction over the upper light, the Creator Being conceals himself from the Creator, saying, I don't want to see you. However, once I've concealed myself and I can't, and I can face your pressure, then I can open up myself a little bit, to the extent that I can, so that I will receive from you only to that extent that I can bestow back to you, like the guest and the host.
You said that the upper Partsuf descends in a degree, and we know the example that Baal HaSulam gives with the meal. Is there an example we can give in the connection between us and the ten, what it means to go down and receive on a lower degree?
No. Our way is always the opposite. We rise in our degrees. We don't descend. Here, we're talking about the descent from Ein Sof until this world. The building of the degrees, when later, in the last degree, we as humans in this world are born, and we start climbing. So we learn these degrees from above downwards. But basically, when we implement them, we arise from below upwards.
And how does the ten ascend a degree?
By overcoming and connecting between themselves. Every time, more and more connect. And the intensity of the connection determines the degree.
Is there a way to understand what the intensity of the connection is in the state we're in today?
Be more as one man and one heart.
Thank you, Rav. The resistance of the Kli becomes a bestowing. That's through the screen?
Yes.
So with the help of the screen, you receive because it comes from the Creator, because you can ascribe something to Him?
Yes, the screen is exactly the same force that says above the restriction. In the beginning, there is a restriction, not to receive for oneself. Then there is the screen, a calculation. How will I receive in order to bestow contentment to the Creator? Meaning bestowal to the Creator becomes for me the condition with which I now make the calculation. What can I do now in order to bestow pleasure to Him? I to the Creator. This is called the screen. And then I make the calculation. So what can I do? Imagine to yourself that you're in such a state. What can you do in order to give pleasure to the Creator? Go ahead, do it. Try. Even if you make mistakes there, you will still be closer to spirituality than you are now.
PT13.
Reflected light actually builds a new Patsuf?
Yes, of course. Only a reflected light builds a new Patsuf.
So reflected light is our intention?
Reflected light is our intention to bestow to the Creator, and as much as we receive in this reflected light, meaning bestow itself as it happens in the reflected light, is called the Patsuf. Meaning all the spiritual Patsufim are portions.
Well, can we receive spiritual pleasures with the right intention? You have to learn that. All have to learn it. But first, we need to restrict them completely, to completely stay away from them, and then decide that we are going to start working upon them from the smallest pleasures, bigger and bigger and bigger, with the intention to bestow. And with the intention to bestow, that I don't feel the pleasure the way it is, but the way I want to bestow to the others with it, meaning I have to feel the others, I have to calculate as much as they will enjoy these pleasures that I now want to receive for them. I need to be connected to the others as much as I give them joy by this. And then, only then, I can decide what pleasures and in what quantity I can receive, that it will be like a means to give joy to the others. That the others for me is like the address, that their pleasure is my goal.
Rav, also about the corporeal pleasures, when I don't yet have the intention of Lishma, I receive a corporeal pleasure and I try to be in the right intention. Is this considered? How is that considered?
It's not considered anything because you're a beast. Simple. And what you need to do is only actions with the friends in order to learn in the connection with them how to receive the general desire of the group as your person.
Reality behind the words. How is it possible to develop an emotion to the Kabbalist language so we can perceive the spiritual reality that is that describes the rules of the world to receive?
You need to talk about it more between you and the ten. And to read maybe more, I don't know how to say it. I got these things like you are, from articles, from the articles of Shamati especially. I have nothing else to say. From hearing the teacher, from speaking to the friends, and from studying the materials, and to try in the actions with the ten, with the friends, to start feeling the material of the will to receive, maybe also the will to bestow more and more with the prayer, with the request, as much as possible. That's what we need. I have nothing else to say. Kiev.
A
question from our 10. Is a screen a vessel to conceal the Creator or to reveal the Creator?
We have a restriction and then a screen. So the restriction is that we will close off the Creator and we don't want Him for ourselves. Today we want the Creator, we want to grab Him, we want to reveal Him. Spirituality starts from me closing off the Creator, not wanting Him, until I'm sure that I'll receive His revelation in equivalence of form, that I will be able to give to Him, and I'll receive from Him to the extent that I give Him, only in such a way, in equivalence of form. And before that, I won't open myself towards the Creator. It's not that now we want to discover the Creator as much as possible. Where? Gimme, gimme, gimme. No. No such thing. On the contrary, I don't want to reveal the Creator, but only under the condition that I'll have the forces for sure to be with Him, that I'm giving Him. And if I'm not giving Him, I'm restricted. In my restriction, that myself, I'm restricting myself. I don't want Him. And then, when I feel enough forces that in something I can bestow to Him above the restriction, so I can lower the restriction gradually, slowly, slowly, and then I can open myself for the Creator in order to enter a contact with Him, that I'm willing to accept something from the host because my reception will be as bestowing. Okay.
How can I make sure that I can give Him?
After I don't receive anything for myself in all kinds of states that supposedly let me receive. So from the rejection that I'd rather be in contact with the Creator, not forgetting any reward, any payment. So after that, I can already say that yes, I can. I'm able to pay, like at a restaurant, that I get something and I can pay for it. And before it, I don't want to go into the restaurant. Even if they let me into the restaurant and they don't check me that I'll be able to pay for what I want, I don't want to go in there because I have nothing to pay with. I don't have a screen. I don't have anything to give back to the host.
What confuses me in the meantime is the matter of bestowing to the Creator and His importance, receiving from Him. Because now it's together, meaning being in connection with the Creator.
You can be in contact with the Creator only through the friends. And to the extent that you're bestowing to them and doing something for them, then you can enter contact with the Creator. Only in such a way.
А можно еще задать? Получается, сокращение, оно индивидуальное, а получение, оно...
So it turns out that the restriction is something individual. And the reception is only through the environment, the ten.
Everything is personal. Everything is personal towards the person that is in the work.
Rav, how does shame help us advance in the work?
Shame helps us advance in the work on the spiritual degrees that are very great. And for now, we are concealing the shame, meaning we have nothing to be ashamed about. Not that we are concealing ourselves the shame, but we are behaving as if we have nothing to be ashamed of. Meaning in an opposite way, when we will reach a level where we will start being ashamed of the way we exist, then through shame we'll be able to ascend to spiritual degrees. For now we're in a state called go to the artist that made me, that I'm not ashamed. You have problems, it all came from him, go to him and complain to him. That's it. So we are done with the lesson. And I'm asking, listen to it once or even twice again, and speak about it between you, that from tomorrow we'll be able to advance after what we've been through the last month, and advance to the goal in a more serious way.